You had an experience many years ago that sort of solidified your interest in UFOs and the paranormal. Why don't you give us a thumbnail sketch of what happened to you at, I think, the age of 13?
When I was 13, I received what I remember as a single phone call from a cold, metallic, mechanical voice said it was a computer on board a spacecraft from the future, and I was going to meet the others in 20 years. And I never took it that seriously, but then 20 years later, when I'm a physics professor at San Diego State with Fred Allen Wolf, I get involved with this Uri Geller SRI project, and, I met all kinds of weird people, like Hal Puthoff, Russell Togg, Uri Geller, got involved in, that kind of CIA operations, though I didn't realize it at the time. So it was a very bizarre coincidence. And in fact, a tape recording of the meeting of part of my meeting with Hal Puthoff and Russell Targ and other people at SRI is actually on the web, so you can actually hear me talking in 1973, where I describe the strange encounter that I had, and it ties in with things that happened with Kit Green, who was working for the CIA at the time, involved in the remote viewing project. And if you read the book Remote Viewers by Jim Schnabel, Chapter 11, he describes encounters with the cold metallic voice. And also, there is I'm in a new movie now with Uri Geller and Colin Wilson and Nobel Prize physicist Brian Josephson, and there's a lot more information there about this incident or similar incidents, and also my book Destiny Matrix. They get the full story there. But if we only have like 20 minutes, I don't want to spend too much time on that.
Yeah.
I did have a weird thing. The point is, it seems like time travel, because they predicted certain things that were going to begin to happen 20 years with actually did happen. So that's the odd thing. It's very odd, uncanny, high strangeness experience that Eric Davis and Jacques Vallée have written about, things like this.
The metallic voice that you heard as a youngster.
Yeah.
E.T., robotic, future time traveler, interdimensional.
What do you think? Very mechanical. Very, very mechanical. It's described in my book, and it's described on the web and that recording of where I'm with Hal Puthoff and Russell Targ at SRI talk about it. The strange thing about that experience, though, is that I only remember one phone call, but my mother remembered 3 weeks of phone calls in which I was on the phone for hours and hours and walking around glassy-eyed and very abstracted, and I have no memory of that at all, so I have the missing time, okay? And the metallic voices, it's a key theme, again, in Jim Schnabel's book with these physicists around 1973, in fact, 1974, the physicists from Lawrence Livermore Lab, their weapons physicists, they were investigating some of this weird stuff, and there were, weird metallic voices there. Uri Geller talks about it. Andrea Parrish talks about it. And the metallic voice phenomenon is not only it didn't only happen to me. It's happened to a lot of people who are involved in intelligence work.